The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. 10th Canto, Chapter Number 57, Text Number 2. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari. Recorded on November 7th, 2016, in Tallinn, Estonia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhishmam Kripam Savidurām Gandharim Dronam Evacha Tulya Dukau Cha Sangamya Ha Kashtam Iti Ha Achatu Bhishmam Kripam Saviduram Gandharim Droname Vicha Toyam Dakau Sasam Gamya Hakashtam Miti Hochatu Bhishmam Kripam Saviduram Gandharim Droname Vicha Toya Dukau Chasangamya Hakashtum Miti Hochatu Bhishmam Kripam Saviduram Gandharim Droname Vicha Toya Dukau Chasangamya Hakashtam itahochatu. Bhishmam Bhishma Kripam Acharya Kripa Savidaram and also Vidura Gandharim Gandhari, the wife of Dhritarashtra. Dronam Acharya Drona Evacha as well Tulya equally Dukau sorrowful Cha and Sangamya meeting with Ha alas Kashtam how painful iti thus ha uchatu they spoke. Translation and purport were the followers of Srila Prabhupada. The two lords met with Bhishma, Kripa, Vidura, Gandhari, and Drona. Showing sorrow equal to theirs, they cried out, alas, how painful it is. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami points out that those who were involved in the assassination attempt were of course not at all sorry to hear of the Pandava's death. The persons specifically mentioned here, however, were Bhishma, Kripa, Vidura, Gandhari, and Drona were actually unhappy to hear of the supposed tragedy. So the false information had been given that the Pandavas had been burned to death. Those who did not know that it was false information but were devotees of the Pandavas, they were, of course, mortified and shattered to hear such things. But Krishna and Balaram, being in actual knowledge, the Pandavas were actually safe. They were not disturbed. So in a similar way, my dear devotees, I would like to point out to you this point. If you're actually in knowledge, you'll never be morose. But if you're in ignorance, you may suffer like anything. So therefore, you must come to the platform of knowledge. Because on that platform, you can never be touched by misery. You can never be touched by misery when you're on the platform of knowledge. When you actually know who you are, you see that I'm the eternal spiritual being. I have nothing to do with this body except to use it for Krishna, that's all. You see? Just like, do I have any relationship with this kurta actually in the ultimate issue? I mean, I'm using it for Krishna today. If this kurta gets ripped up and thrown away, does it affect me? Of course, if I thought I am the kurta, then I'd be devastated, wouldn't I? Because I know I'm not this kurta. If it gets ripped up and destroyed, no big deal. So you have to be absolutely convinced that you're not your material body. Absolutely convinced. Because you have that conviction. I mean, really deep, total conviction that you're not your body. Then you can automatically detach yourself from the sense gratification mentality. If I think this, if I am this body, then I will embrace the philosophy of sense gratification. I will try to enjoy the senses. It's interesting, in the material world, in the English language, they call it getting your kicks. I'm going to get my kicks tonight out on the... I'm going to go downtown and get some kicks tonight. Take some drugs or have some sex or some, have some kicks. They call it kicks, but actually it's the kicks of Maya. So the point is, when you indulge in sense gratification, you may think you're enjoying, but actually being kicked by Maya. So one has to rise beyond this platform. I mean, why be kicked by Maya, you know? Maya is actually willing to help you become a Krishna conscious devotee. She's the warden of the prison house of this material existence. So she really wants you to get out of the prison. If you're serious about becoming Krishna conscious, Maya will actually help you to become a devotee. But if you're still trying to cheat Krishna, that'll make a show of being a devotee. I got my tilak on the nose. I have my dhoti, I have my sari, you see. But you're really holding on to sense gratification. The Maya will keep you in her clutches. So we have to be intelligent and realize that this sense gratification mentality is a hellish nightmare. See, here's the difficulty. We have been addicted to material sense gratification for thousands and millions of lifetimes. We've considered it to be our only pleasure. And we think, well, I give it up and how will I be happy? You see, within our heart we still have that contamination. We're afraid to fully surrender to Krishna. Because they're thinking we won't be happy if we have to give up sense gratification. This is why spiritual knowledge is very, very important. Bahunam janmanamante gyanamamang prapadyate vasudeva saramati sa mahatma sudurlabha. After many births and deaths, those who are actually in knowledge surrender unto me, knowing to be the, me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. So this knowledge is very important. That's why we study these books. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. You have to be totally convinced that you're not your body. And when you really come to that platform, then you'll naturally have a service mood. You see? I'm thinking, well, I don't want to get too much into devotional service, you know, it might disturb my happiness. A little bhakti is okay. A little bhakti is okay, but not too much bhakti. See, this is our disease. Yes, I'll make a I'd like to make a show of being a devotee, so I'll do a little bhakti. So the guru can think that I'm a devotee, the devotees can think I'm a devotee. But don't ask me to fully surrender. I got to keep my space for my I am God mentality. So we have to realize this is stupid. Kick it out with boot. Kick out this mentality that, you know, I'm the center of the universe. Do you realize you're simply punishing yourself by holding on to this mentality? I'm the center of the universe. Why are you torturing yourself? Don't cheat yourself for one more minute. Embrace the mood of complete surrender to Krishna. Whatever my spiritual master wants, that's my life and soul. I may find it to be convenient, I may find it to be inconvenient, that doesn't matter. My convenience or inconvenience does not matter. Simply, how can I please my spiritual master? That's called surrender, you see. That is called surrender. Not just making a show. Well, Gurudev, just see, I got Tilak, I got my Kanti Mala, got my bead bag, Gurudev. See what a great devotee I am? But no, I don't want to do that service. You see the hypocrisy? You see? If you're really a devotee, you'll be very eager. Whatever service is required of me, that's all. Give me 24 hours a day of service. And then I'll be happy. Keep me engaged 24 hours a day, Gurudev. That's how you become happy, you see. Not well. Well, 2 hours a day, Gurudev, that's all I can really do, 2 hours a day. Or maybe, 20 minutes, Gurudev. I can do 20 minutes of service. Well, I can do 5 minutes of service, Gurudev. Well, I can do 30 seconds of service. Just see what a great devotee I am. I'm only doing 30 seconds of service. You see. We have to kick out this independent mood. You see. No, I don't want to do it. This, whatever I can do to please my spiritual master, 24 hours a day, that's all, you see. So when you have this knowledge, when you have this understanding of what it actually means to be a devotee, then the whole spiritual world opens up for you. You won't feel that you're in Estonia any longer. You'll feel how you're living in the Vaikuntha realm in Krishna Loka, you see. You have to learn the secret of how to enter into the mood of pure bhakti. This process works. It's not simply some hype to get you to join a movement. It's not simply some hype to get you to join the Hare Krishna movement. This philosophy is real. This is a scientific system of how to awaken your eternal identity as one of Krishna's associates in his transcendental pastimes. So the more you develop that service mood, the more you will feel how you're living in Krishna Loka at every minute. So this is my request to all of you. Take this process very seriously. The more you take it seriously, the more you become ecstatic. I don't want to see any of you suffering any longer, you said. So therefore I'm begging you, please embrace the mood of pure devotional service. There's no other mood worth cultivating. Prema bhakti is the only thing worth a hankering for. Kick out all other hankerings. Kick it out. Kick it out. Kick it out. You see? This is what we have to do. And I guarantee you, if you follow my instructions, you'll be blissing out at every minute, 24 hours a day. You won't need to go to a big festival to become ecstatic. Of course, you can go to a big festival. But you'll be living in a big festival at every minute. Every minute you'll be in the Baltic Festival. Or the Ukraine Festival. You see. You'll be at the festival every minute within your heart. Prabhupada told us. Actually, I had one godbrother. He was the first devotee who went to preach in a place called Europe. Mainland Europe. There were some devotees in the UK, but nobody was on the mainland of Europe at that time. So this one young brahmachari went all alone to the European continent, to West Berlin. He was living in like condemned buildings, abandoned buildings. He would sleep in them at night. It was horrible. Austerity. That's brahmachari, you see. He can sleep anywhere, even under a tree if he has to. So he was all alone there preaching. And Prabhupada was giving him great encouragement. Actually, he got some other devotees to join. But Prabhupada told him, if you will simply remember my humble teachings, then you will have my association and the association of your God brothers also. So There you have it. If you read Prabhupada's books and you remember Prabhupada's teachings, then you'll have Prabhupada's association at every minute. You'll have your Guru Maharaj's association at every minute. You'll have the association of all the ISKCON devotees at every minute. And all the previous acharyas and in simple succession also. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das, Vishwanath, all these great acharyas will shower their mercy upon you at every minute. You simply have to embrace this mood of pure devotional service. But you may say, but I'm scared of pure devotional service. I'm not ready for pure devotional service. Well, you know what? Tell Krishna the truth. My dear Lord, I know you want me to fully surrender to you, but I'm having a difficult time to do it, my Lord, because I have so many material attachments. Please, my Lord, free me from these attachments and bless me. I can be fully absorbed in pure devotional service 24 hours a day. Do you think you can pray like that? Do you think you can beg Krishna to free you from material attachments and become fully absorbed in pure bhakti? Do you think you can ask Krishna for that? Would you like to ask Krishna for that? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's simple. You just do it. Instead of just spacing out, letting your brain go like a monkey all over the all over the universe. Take your brain and use it to beg Krishna for pure bhakti. It's a very simple technique. And it is extremely effective. You know why it's so effective? Because Krishna isn't deaf. Krishna can hear your prayer. And Krishna is not impersonal. Krishna will reciprocate with your prayer. If you beg for pure bhakti, Krishna will reciprocate. They'll say, well, I don't know how to pray to Krishna. I'm just so dull-headed, I don't know how to pray to Krishna. What can I do? Well, the prayer is already given. How to pray for pure devotional service. I think you all know the prayer already. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. You can just chant Hare Krishna. In the mood of begging for pure bhakti. As Prabhupada explains, like a child crying for the mother. If you're a little kid and you're in anxiety, what do? You cry, Mommy, Mommy. You see? So you go, Krishna, Krishna. You see? Just call out to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Just call out to Krishna. And just as the mother will come to save the child from his dangerous condition, Krishna will come running and he will pull you out of Maya, pull you out of illusion. But the difficulty is this, my dear devotees. We're holding on to Maya very tightly. That's the difficulty. I'll give you an example. One disciple, he said, Guru Maharaj, what can I do? Maya just won't let go of me. So Guru Maharaj, he went over to a tree. And the Guru Maharaj tightly embraced the tree. And he said, let go of me, let go of me, let go of me. Guru Maharaj, I just can't get up in the morning. I just can't chant my rounds because Maya has me in her grip. What can I do? Maya doesn't have you in her grip. Rascal, you're gripping onto Maya. Nonsense. So stop holding on to Maya. Start holding on to Krishna. Well, how can I hold on to him? He's so far away, you know, in Krishna Loka. That's why his come is his name. You can hold on to the name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You see, hold on to the name. If you're drowning in the ocean and they throw you a lifesaver from the boat, what do? You grab onto that lifesaver, isn't it? And then they pull you out of the water, you see? So this lifesaver is the Hare Krishna mantra. You just got to grab onto it tight. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Just keep holding on and Krishna will pull you out of that ocean of birth and death. He'll bring you back to his transcendental abode. You have to have enough faith to hold on and not let go. Let's say you fell off the ship, you know, you hold on to the lifesaver, they're pulling you out of the water. And somebody yells out, they say, "Why? Don't you realize that's a poisonous serpent? Let go of that thing." And you go, "Oh, it's a poisonous serpent, you let go," you see. So you know what? Sometimes you may think, what is this Hare Krishna? This is some kind of a dangerous cult. This guru is a con man. A con man. You know what a con man is? What kind of language tools do you have? A cheater. This guru is a cheater. He's just trying to hypnotize me and take my money. Is it? Trying to steal my affection and my service. He's just some kind of a con artist, a cheater. See, these doubts may sometimes poison your mind, you see. Like I just got an email from one devotee in Latvia. Initiated disciple. How many rounds does he chant every day? Zero. He doesn't chant any rounds. He doesn't follow the principles. Initiated ISKCON devotee. He asked for help. You see? So the fact is, I'm seeing it. What I'm talking about, I'm seeing it. Initiated devotee can't even chant one round of japa, you see? His mind has become so polluted. So it's very important you understand this process and how to protect yourself from the influence of Maya. Because this is, it's sink or swim. You either take this process or you drown. If you take the Krishna consciousness, it's the most beautiful thing. If you don't take to it, you're in bad shape, bad shape. We can't guarantee. You know, look what happened to Maharaj Bharata. He became a deer in his next life. Maharaj Bharata became a deer in his next life. So don't slack off in your practice of Krishna consciousness. Those of you who take an initiation or getting ready for initiation, you must take this 16 rounds and 4 principles as your life and soul. Do not ever neglect. Do not ever neglect these principles. If you do so, you're just cutting your throat. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Yes. Wait a minute, I'll turn on my hearing aid and see. I can hear you. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you very much for your visit to the Baltic States. I want you to ask, could you please explain how can we develop the mood of devotional service when we are at the university or at the work?
What did she say?
How to develop this pure bhakti mood when going to university or work?
So the university. Actually, Prabhupada encouraged devotees who were in the university to finish their degrees. Therefore, I'm, as your spiritual master, I'm also encouraging you to finish your degrees. So you should think, I'm going to the university on the order of my spiritual master. This remembering that alone will give you the protection you need. Actually, in the university, you learn different things, like how to write, you learn different skills, which are actually helpful for preaching. Plus, you may be exposed, it depends on what classes you take, you may be exposed to all kinds of bogus things as well. Gives you a chance to see how stupid they are, the karmis. Just like I took a course on Sanskrit at the University of Texas. Sanskrit. And the teacher said the Vedas are all mythology. It showed you, I mean, this is someone who's teaching Sanskrit. He says the Vedas are all mythology. It tells you how stupid these people are. So it's a good chance for you to see how stupid they actually are. You see. I have an aspiring disciple in Texas who's going to the university right now. And he between classes, he preaches. Of course, it's warm in Texas. But he has a little harmonium. Between classes, he sits down and the harmonium, he says the kirtan, and he distributes books and preaches between classes. So if you have some facility, you can do that at the university. You can get a table and have a book table there. And you can preach between classes if you have time. And he's actually attracting people to come to the temple just from the university, you see. So if at all possible, you should preach. You know? And that way, you become super enlightened. Wow. The actually college students, Prabhupada wanted us to make the college student devotees. He very much encouraged college preaching, so you should try to preach there, but if you can. Yeah. And before you go to class, finish your rounds before you go to class every day. That will protect you from the material influence. Do you go with Tilak? You don't? Are you a coward? I mean, I would go with Tilak and Asari if I were you. You wear Asari? That's good. Now you should wear Tilak also. Be bold. You're a spiritual revolutionary. We're taking over the world, you see. So you should go there in a take over the world mood of wearing tilak, you see. I had a karmic job one time to support our preaching center. to support our preaching center in Austin, I got a part-time karmic job. And to get hired, you know, I grew my hair out, I put a tie on, I covered up my neck beads with a shirt, you know, and went, got hired. Yeah. And after a while, I think, this is, I don't feel good about doing this. So one day I just wore tilak to work, you see. You know, my job was to do sales over the telephone, you see. I was signing up people for a long-distance service, telephone service. And that day I wore the tilak. Wow, I was on fire. I was one sale after another sale after another sale, you see. So my boss, he gets a commission also on my sales. When he saw how many sales I was making, he was in bliss. So the end of the day, he came over to me. Now, my karmi name is Bridge, you know, like Bridge Basi, you know. Anyway, he said, Mr. Bridge, he says, I don't know what that is on your forehead. But from now on, you must wear it every day. So my boss ordered me to wear tilak to work every day, so I did. He saw it was when I wore tilak, I was a better employee. So I think you'll be a better student if you wear tilak. So you go boldly. Yes. They say, well, they ask, why are you wearing that? And here's what you tell them. Because I have learned the science of how to conquer over death. This is the sign of somebody who has conquered over death. And if you like, I will teach you how to conquer over death. And then you always have books with you, see? Bhagavad Gita books. I always carry books with you. And then just by your tilak, you can distribute books, you see? Next question.
How one can see material attachments if you don't see it?
How what?
How we can see material attachments.
How you can see them?
Because
you're so blind you can't even see your material attachments. That's why guru and sadhus are very important. Because they can point out to you what a rascal you actually are, you see. That's why you should associate with senior Vaishnavas. You may not be able to see because you're puffed up. But the spiritual master and the sadhus, they can see what a rascal you actually are, you see. Too damn proud, you see. They can see you're what a rascal, stupid rascal you actually are. You see. So we should always associate with sadhus and guru as much as we can. So they can pop our little false ego bubbles, you see. Next.
How to discriminate pure desire to serve from false enthusiasm?
How can we distinguish the pure desire to serve from false enthusiasm? False enthusiasm will be based on prestige. I want to do this service. False enthusiasm is based on recognition. I want to do it for recognition. Prabhupada says that one of the qualities of the Vaishnava is silent. He's a silent worker. He doesn't need to be recognized. If you are satisfied with the service itself without being recognized by anyone, then it's pure. But if you require to be recognized in order to be enthusiastic about it, that means you're on the false ego platform. Yeah. There's a nice example of this. Our godbrother Bhakti Tirtha Swami. He was very fired up. He went all alone into the communist bloc countries, distributing books to the universities. It was during the heavy Soviet days. It was very, very risky for him to do that. And he came to London to meet with Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was so pleased, glorifying him like anything, and he was feeling so fired up. Prabhupada was recognizing him. And the next day, Prabhupada completely ignored him like he didn't even exist. So, this is a very important lesson. We have to do service for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. Not that I want to be worshipped and glorified. That's how you can tell the difference. Okay? Yes. This will be the last question, I think.
How can I please you?
The way you can please me is to develop your love for Krishna. I was with Prabhupada in Atlanta in 1975. I was with Srila Prabhupada. I was in Prabhupada's presence in 1975. And one of the, my godbrother, Nirantara Prabhu, he came back from traveling Sankirtan. He was the leader of a Sankirtan party. Book distribution. So he said, there's that 300 devotees in the room. He said, Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? And the look on his face was like he just wanted to hear book distribution. So everybody is waiting. How Prabhupada will answer this question? And Prabhupada said, if you love Krishna. So, if you want to please me, you must develop love for Krishna. That's what will please me unlimitedly. Develop your love for Krishna. Realize he's a person. He's a supreme person. He's the source of all existence. You're his eternal servant. Just reconnect yourself in loving mood with Krishna. And then I'll be very, very pleased with you. Unlimitedly pleased with you. So, it looks like we're probably getting ready to go here now. Any one last question? No questions? Okay. Yes.
How to understand that I'm a bastard?
I'm what?
Bastard? Rascal.
Rascal.
And at the same time, not to lose
enthusiasm.
Self-esteem.
Self-esteem.
Self-esteem. Yes, actually, the more you can realize you're a rascal, the more your self-esteem increases. Because you're coming in back to your you're coming back to your spiritual identity. The more you're false, the more you're falsely proud of thinking, "Yeah, I'm great." You're becoming more and more of a bewildered person. Your self-esteem is artificial. You'll be smashed by death. But when you base your self-esteem on spiritual knowledge, then your self-esteem becomes very, very powerful, you see. Prabhupada said, you're always saying, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Why don't you become glorious? So, by realizing we are rascals and fully absorbing ourselves in devotional service, we become glorious. Just like we said, the spiritual master is glorified all over the three worlds. So you become a pure devotee and you'll be glorified all over the three worlds. The more you feel you're a rascal, the more you'll become glorified all over the three worlds. Prabhupada said, I act like a king because nobody can defeat me. So you'll become a powerful acharya if you fully embrace this philosophy. You become one of the greatest pure persons in history if you fully embrace this philosophy. Okay, we'll stop here. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Prema Nandi.